Das ist nicht mehr Sammy Murray, Jakob und so Petras, das ist nicht mehr Daniel Moschee, was wir schon fallen. Okay, good morning, good evening, everybody. Tonight's year is going to be, Noni Mukta is going to be about the status of rain. Is rain Mukta? Say, for example, you have in your backyard, you have a garbage can. And it rained over Shabbos. And there's a whole bucket full of rain collected in the garbage can. And for some reason, you need some water. So could you take that water and carry that water in Rosh Hashanah? Where is it Mukta? Is rain Mukta or is rain not Mukta? Because we're talking, of course, of rain that rained on Shabbos. The rain before Shabbos, then for sure it's not Mukta. Especially as it rained on Shabbos, so we have a concept of Nola. It's like Beitzah Shenolda B'Yantif, right? The egg laid on Yantif. So a new being happened on Yantif, for Shabbos. So that's Mukta. But the question is, so would we say the same thing? Is water the same thing as a Beitzah Shenolda or not? That's basically what we're asking. Beitzah Shenolda B'Yantif Nola is a form of Mukta, and you can't move it. So what about rain? Is rain also considered a form of Mukta of Nolad or not? That's the question I hear. No? Anyone want to say a suggestion? What they think on this matter?
What's the Hava mean that it's not Nolad?
I mean, you're saying it's Pasha that should be Nolad.
It would it would appear that way.
Yeah. Okay, that's a new thing. We didn't have rain before, now we have raindrops. So.
And oftentimes, wells used to fill up from the rain. But I guess it would be coffee because there's a lot of other water in there already.
What did you say, Elliot?
I'm saying that wells used to fill up when it would rain.
Right.
It used to fill up a well. I guess if there'd be any issue, it would be it would be coffee because there's a lot of water there already. The mikvahs also, if you have a thing hooked up from the roof, you're going to get make shaman coming in there on Shabbos.
Right. Right, but the question is it Mukta? Is it Nola? So Rav Yossi says he thinks it's Pasha that should be Nola. Because it didn't exist before. Anything that didn't exist before and first exists now has a din of Nola. If Nola, then it's Mukta.
It's not a Bria Hadasha. It's always been a rain. It's always been water someplace.
It's not a Bria Hadasha. But, I mean, say the rain is in the ocean, right?
And ocean, the sky, and the clouds.
Right. So is that the same as at a Beitza? The Gemara says that if Beitza is nolda the Hayom, may Esmol, that it was already created, came out on Shabbos, but it was really may Esmol Asyal.
You could ask the same Svara if you have a river running through your property, so there's no issue of carrying, right? You have a stream running through your property.
Right.
Water from it on Shabbos. That water that's there on Shabbos wasn't the same water that was there before Shabbos. And that's, I believe, totally mutter, right? There's a common Mishnahs that talk about drawing water on Shabbos.
You have river water.
So why would that be? If that's mutter, then rain shouldn't be any different.
Well, rain, the water from the rain wasn't there from before.
The water in the river also wasn't there from before. It's new water every minute.
Well, it originally comes from rain.
Okay, so let's see. There is a Gemara in Erevin, Daf Mem Chesamid Beis. So the Gemara says like this. Amama. B'yantif harei ein kirad le'kol odom. So the Gemara, he has starts on page 1 here, on Mem Chesamid Beis, starts starts about the discussion of Tchum. Right, Tchum Shabbos is not only a din in the person, you can't go beyond the Tchum. It's also a din in property. Right, my property can't be taken outside of my Tchum. So the verse says, if it rains on Yom Tov, harehein kirad le'kol odom. So it's the tchum of the rain is toloi on the person who acquires the rain. So the verse says, why is that? Ramai likni shvisa bo kainis. How come we don't say that the ocean water, it was in the ocean before Shabbos, so wherever it was in the ocean, that's where its makom is, that's where its makom shvisa, and it can't leave that area. The verse says, Leimer de lok Rav Lezer, Dik Rav Lezer omer kol olam kulo b'meir kainis v'shos. So he says that in a chanami, that according to Rav Lezer, that everything is kona shvisa and the achaimus of the war. So Rav Lezer says, Amar Rav Yitzchak hacha ba'ovin shemiskashu be'erv yont faski. So he says, it's talking about that the clouds were there from erev yont. So the verse says, but maybe these are new clouds. So then the Hanach Azli v'Hanach Arinin. So he says, no, these new Simana Bagavayim. You can see there's a simon which, you know, there's a difference from the clouds from before Yontif. So the verse says, V'likne Shvisa ba'ovin. So how come we don't say that it's Kona Shvisa in the clouds? And therefore, when it rains, it's outside of the Tchum. So the man says, no, maybe you see from here that there's no tchum in l'mala b'yud. So that's why you can't be kona shvisa. So the man says, no. Ma'olam eim ha'yesh tchumim ma'ye be'eva bivla b'li. So the Gemara wants to say that it's not pshat that the rain and the clouds is like you open up the clouds and now water comes out. It's considered balua in the clouds. So therefore, it's like non-existent in the clouds. It's balua. My baby biblically. So then, the Gemara asked the Kasha, Ulshu came next page, the Havu Nola. So then if it's considered balua in the clouds, then it should be considered Nola, which is Muktza. So the Gemara says no. Elamaya ba'ovin may not neither. That no, it's not considered balua. The water in the clouds is moving, and since it's moving, there's no king in shvisa because it's not still, and it's not nolad because it's not balua in the clouds. It's in the clouds in a moving form. And therefore, the Gemara says the same thing about the water in the ocean. The water in the ocean, Nami, made it neither. So In other words, for something to be Kodesh Shvisa, it has to be still. It has to be still. And if it's not still, so the Gemara originally thought Mayim Be'eva Mivla Bli, that's Balua. And therefore it's not Kodesh Shvisa because it's a non-entity. But then the Gemara says, no, that's not the Pshat. The Pshat is that water in the clouds is not Balua. It's there. And it's moving in the clouds. And it's therefore not called a Shvisa because something that's moving is not called a Shvisa. But yet it's not Muktza either. Because why? Because it's like the water in the ocean that's moving. And something that's moving is not called a Shvisa. But if it's moving, it's not called a Shvisa. But on the other hand, it's not considered Nola. So it seems here the Poshut Pshat in this Gemara is the Gemara on Amud Aleph originally thought that it's considered Nola, because the Gemara thought Maya Be'eva Mivla Bli. And then in the end of the Sugya, the Gemara says that the water is not Mivla Bli. It's made at night, meaning it's there. Physically, it's there. And it's moving. So since it's moving, it's not called a Shvisa. But on the other hand, it's not Muktza, because it wasn't considered a Dover Chodesh. So that seems to be the sugya here in the Gemara. So the Pasha Pshat, therefore, would be that that rain would not be considered Muktz, because the Maskot of the Gemara is not that it's Mivla Bli, but it's made at night. That the water in the clouds is moving, and therefore, when it comes out, it's something that already was there from before, and therefore it's not considered known.
Now, water which comes out of my faucet wasn't moving before it came out of the faucet, Mustafa, right?
Right.
So if that water came from the reservoir and then went into my water tank,
right,
and then it does. It's not moving when it's in my water tank, and then I pour it into a cup. It's come from out of the tchum, right?
Well, the water that comes out of your cup.
It comes out of my sink into my cup.
Where was that water at the beginning of Shabbos?
The stomach was in the reservoir.
Was it? In your basement? It was in the water tank in the basement.
Well, some of it was in the water tank in the basement, and some of it came from the reservoir to fill the water tank in my basement when I, you know, washed the dishes or whatever at the beginning of Shabbos.
It's a bigger
problem. The toilet.
In a private home, that's a much bigger issue than in an apartment building. Apartment buildings, you have the water tank on top that holds it. And even if new water comes in, unless all the tenants are Jewish.
Right. We're talking about
a private home, the only water that you have in a tank in a private home is usually hot water. You can't use anyway usually in private houses. Cold water is coming in all directly from the street all the time.
Is it outside the pool?
Mustafa, it's coming from the reservoir.
It's not outside the tchum, it's certainly outside the Eruv. It's coming from a public street.
I've never heard someone make a problem out of using tap water.
Right. But you're asking, well, but where the reservoir that you'll get from your house in Brooklyn, sir?
It's in upstate New York, I believe.
And you're going to get water that was from upstate New York on Shabbos, is it?
No, by Saturday afternoon, that water could have come from upstate over Shabbos.
I don't know. Is that the Matzias that it could come from? Unless you say that water was hefty at the beginning of Shabbos. Hefker is not Kiddush
Shmita. Not Hefker, there's a meter on your water system, you know, which records how much water you have, and you pay for that water.
Yeah, but that's only when it comes into your domain. Right? In other words, it could be that the water in the reservoir is a Shemayim Shel Hefker, and that wasn't Kodesh Shvisa at the beginning of Shabbos. And then it will be Kodesh Shvisa maybe later, but not... So it wasn't Kodesh Shvisa at the beginning of Shabbos, so therefore it's not a problem that it went out of the Tum, because it never had a Shvisa for... Perhaps. That's perhaps maybe what the answer to your question is. That it was not Kodesh Shvisa in the reservoir, because it's Mayim Shel Hefker.
You'd have the same problem the other direction too. If you flush a toilet, the water that's going down the drain is going out into the street in a place where there's no air, or even where there is an air, if it's still going outside the air very quickly. You're causing, it's like throwing something outside of your rishus.
Well, by karmos, we say that there's no kof but karmos. Because if something goes out of your rishus from kocho into the karmos, the karmos is in kocho but karmos. So this is not even a thing.
Say you live on Broadway.
Yeah.
Not going into the karmos.
Right, so it's even better.
Going into rishus harabim.
Where is it going? Where the water's going where? Where's the rishus harabim?
Under Broadway.
Under Broadway, under the street.
Yeah.
Why is that rishus harabim?
I don't know. I mean, Broadway.
Rishus harabim has to be a place where people traverse. So it's not a rishus harabim. Broadway could be a rishus harabim, but not underneath Broadway. Okay, but the simple pshat in this Gemara seems to be that that rain is not muktzah. But if you look at the Pri Megadim on page 4, he says, "Mikama mine nolad yesh." There's certain types of nolad. He says there are three types of things that we call nolad. Echad nolad gomeru. So the first thing is nolad gomer. Maya be'eva mivva b'li. Uva betoisis. So he says rainwater, that's nolad gomer. The problem people have with the Pri Megadim is wasn't that only the Havamin of the Gemara? Unless you say that the Gemara was just giving a dechia, but maybe in a Hanami, Pri Megadim holds the Iker Halacha is that it's mivva b'li. When he quotes what's considered nolad, the first type of nolad, the Pri Megadim says, that's nolad gomer, is rain, which is the, is rain. And then what's the second type? The second type is the second type is Beitza Shenolda. Beitza Hi Madrega Shnir. Because Beitza is Yeshna Ba'olam. Just inside the Tarnagolas. But it's Ba'olam. That's a Machlokas Rav Yehud and Rav Shimon. Whether, you know, whether Nolad is also or not. But the nolad gomer that everyone agrees to is rainwater. For Shteitzach, that's according to the what the Gemara said in Amrav. So someone learned that that was only the Havami, but apparently the Pri Megadim is saying that maybe that's the Iker Shita, even though the Gemara said another possibility later. But the Pri Megadim is seemingly saying that the Iker Shita is that it's Muktzah, it's nolad. And the second type of nolad is Beitza Shenolda. And then the third type is Masikin Bekeinim Leg Masikin Meshinwek Kikin. In other words, if you have a kli, so I have a bowl, right? So I can put my cereal in there in the morning. but if the bowl breaks, I can't put my cereal there anymore. But maybe I could use the shivarim of the bowl for some other purpose. You know, I need something to hold up the doorknob or something, you know, as a doorstop. So now it used to be a bowl I could put my cereal in, and now it's a doorstop. So it changed function, but it was ba'olam. It just changed its function based on the fact that it went from a kli to a shever kli. That's also called nolam. And that's more than, more kal than beitzah. Heal me, Bates. I believe the Olam of the Esmil Yo Obey Ishtamish Rav Absalom Obey Bahasak. Where he says it used to be that it would, you would use the bowl, now the bowl broke, so you could use it as firewood. And I gave an example of doorstop, but he says as firewood. A few of us over Rav Yehuda Dos, and Rav Yehuda still says it's us. See, so the last two cases, Machlokas Rav Yehuda Rav Shimon. Yehuda asked, so there are three categories. There's rain, there's Beitzah Shanolda, and Shivrei Kelim. So he says the last two of Beitzah Shanolda and Shivrei Kelim, those last two is Machlokas Rav Yehuda Rav Shimon. And by the first case, Kuli Alma Moda, that that's considered Nola. Okay? So that's what the Prima Gaudium says. But for Schneitzer, from the Prima Gaudium, he seemingly says, as we'll see, your Harfus goes, that that's considered a Nola. Okay?
Rabbi, do the Paiskim talk about condensation?
Yeah, do.
Sometimes, you know, the window on a rainy day, and it's you get a lot of condensation, it could drip down. Or I know in Eretz Yisrael, there's a shayla even on the air conditioners water.
Yeah, the air conditioners will form, the air conditioners. And how do the air conditioners form?
By compressing the air and heating the air, cooling the air, to, you know, so it condenses.
Right, so the air condenses. So the post can hold that that could be more chum than regular rain. If you want to see, have a couple of tshuvas here. About
well, like on the mirror, so I can't wipe my window if it gets condensed on Shabbos.
Yeah, let's see. Take a look at Rav Shlomo Zalman on page 13 in the Mitzvah Shlomo. It says of Shlomo Zalman, the daiti bevadei mukza hamayim and notfi mehamazgen, says evadei noli. He says that the water that drips from the air conditioner is evadei noli. Ayim sefer achoshen birchas mitzei, by Gaon of Tzvi Hirsch Orenstein. Rav Tzvi Hirsch Orenstein was the Yeshua Siakov's Enif. Rabbi Teichner had a lot to say about it, the big tzaddik. So he quotes that Gemara, Mai Be'evam Midna Nai. He says, so over there, maybe he says, Zesha Zahabri Tehutu Malokan, the Mazdin, the Vade, also. So, Layel Mikonim Klo. He says, rainwater, you could say, was there from before. But he thinks that the water from the air conditioner is Vade Nova.
Isn't an air conditioner exactly the same as natural rain? It's coming out of a cloud here. It's coming out of a mechanical thing that you put on beheter before Shabbos or with a timer, however you did it.
Um, I don't know. He says here in Shlomo Zalman says a mazgan shekilo to also yesh me'ayin. So he also redova shekilo eino klom mayin. Then he asks you a question, Rav Meir. He says, "Much accustomed last paragraph, the chalik be mayin should not be mazgan lezeya shal gabe achalom." Pidiv echaznish the einal zashum tiltu kevish shabata lachalom olakui. He says, no, there's really a condensation on the window, should be mukhtzi. But it's bottled to the window. It's bottled to the kli. But here, you see it dripping out of the air conditioner. So he says, he thinks that if you have a leak in the air conditioner, and there would be a bucket underneath collecting the water, does that water would rather be mukhtzi?
Why is it different from natural rain?
I don't know, you tell me. Is it?
It's coming about as a process with which whatever is causing it, it's beheter, right? You turned on your air conditioner before Shabbos, it's going however it's going. So exactly like rain, it would be exactly the same thing, I would think. You're not a gerem if it rains. So if rain is mutter, this is mutter. If rain is also, this would be also.
It could be the what you're saying. Maybe deny it, meaning that there's rain in the clouds, and now the clouds are, so to speak.
There's rain when it's not in the clouds. Also, there's utter humidity inside of our air, and when it goes through cold tubes and a freon and an air conditioner, the moisture drips out.
It's exactly. Okay, no, Dr. Labov, what do you say? You agree? Disagree?
No, it should be the same. Because just like the moisture in the air condenses and becomes raindrops, whether it's from the cloud or general high moisture, the same in the air conditioner. It comes from the regular air that condenses and the cold parts of the air conditioner and then just drips down.
Okay, could be. I mean, the question is what Chazal said, made a nayad and not nivla boy. What did they mean by it? You understand what did they?
Sounds like it's a natural process. I mean, the clouds are moving, so there's no guarantee of anything. It'll be what it'll be. But that also applies to air conditioners. The outside, the amount of dripping that you get from your air conditioner is directly related to the humidity in the air outside.
Yeah, I hear what you're saying. The only thing I can think of is that he felt that Chazal had a different understanding of how...
They didn't have to deal with air conditioning.
or rain. A different understanding of rain. But, what else? What's the machlokes? The mayim ba'oven, the v'bloy, or main at night?
Yeah.
You know, sounds
isn't
like a
bit... Isn't that a shayla v'gabe tzotzchomen, v'gabe tzotz v'tzotz tzotzchom? Kaina shvisa? Is that
a shayla v'nayla? Yeah, that's the gemara we just did.
Yeah, but kaina shvisa and nayla are 100% the same.
Well, that's the Gemara says. The Gemara makes that comment. If you can tell me it's Mivla Bloi, so says the Gemara, Kol Shekei Davi Noila. So that's stating the Gemara. If you look at the, let's look at the Shibboleth Lechet now. Let's look at the Shibboleth Lechet on page 9. Kosev Rav Tzedek going Tzatzal. Mata Hayor Bishav Yad Devavagam Bimeskel Lo Hayor. Oven mutar merchots behem nishtosu. Vesik the mayim ba'oven may nadai. Lo oven looks. Hashes the hashda the osis lahachi mayim b'kaynus may nadai v'kshav. And then hachi gar plus and minus and over harim directly for one. So the shibole elekit paskins that it's not mutzah. Because he paskins the ikar had halacha is may nadai. And but the prima gadim, as they point out, held not that one. Yeah, take a look in the Tolda Shmuel here, page 10, page 11. State in the Tolda Shmuel, may be shown in Fasan of Prima Gradin, the Psycha Kolelis, Bedina Mutz, Oschav Tess. So also the Taltala, in Yard of the Shabbos, that's the Prima Gradin of Shita. That if you have a bucket of water that it rained into, but you can't move that bucket on Shabbos, it's Mutzah. On the Hanezer Yisrael, and you shape Chuvas Agoyim, and that's what we just saw in the Shibol Alekin. The Chuvas Agoyim, Sinan Reish Men Beis, the Matar, Bein Bishkiya, Bein Berchitza, Fidlo Yubav, and Yubav Yom. And it's Mutter. Because of Yesh Yisash and the Dover. But he says, Lani is Daiti, Vadai, the Chuvas Agoyim, Machmiya Divrei, and Prima God. He says, the Chuvas Agoyim, he says, that takes has more credibility than the Prima Gadim. But he says the Prima Gadim probably, I don't know, somehow didn't know the truth was going. I mean, I said, but it's still the Gemara. I mean, it seems that the truth was going and it's just repeating over the Gemara. So it's hard to say, that he didn't,
According to the Prima Gadim, if it rains on a table, then I want to use the table to learn on. I can't wipe it off. It's in a...
Unless you say, in other words, if it's like a, sometimes after a big rain, there'll be like a puddle on the table.
Yeah, right? Mamish water, yeah.
You're not just like condensation from the wind.
No. A lot of water. If you take your hand, it's a lot of water.
Yeah.
It's real water. It's real water.
Yeah, so the...
We have our minyan outdoors, and if it rains, or the dove falls overnight, and we want to lean on it, so...
Yeah, should know, also our minyan... I mean, we don't do it now for Shachris, but during the summer we had the minyan outside. I brought a table outside, and sometimes in the morning before Shachris, I would take towels to dry the table. And first, I would tilt the table. This is not on Shachris, in the week. I would tilt the table so the main puddle would leave, and then whatever left over, I would take a towel and dry it.
Yeah, we have it every week for Kriyas HaTayyar.
Yeah. So in a Hanami, according to the Prima Gadim, you couldn't do it. But maybe Nikra didn't, maybe the Halacha is not like the Prima Gadim. Because maybe the Prima Gadim was only the Havamina of the Gemara. That's what the Rav Harfen is passing here, page 15. His question is: Make Yisham Shiyardim Shabbos in Hegloksa? Ain't a Loksa. Stab it, even Kimashkin, the Mutal Taltel of Fibus Shalom Utsar Klav. See, Paskins, the Mikir Din's not. So we can philosoph of the Chuvah Sagoyim against the Prince God. And then he writes here, that the Kivan of Ronim is the Pashas in the Havamina versus the Maskana of the Gemara in Erev. And then he says, Nisi the Sefer Mekor Chaim, page 16 on the right column, the end of the first big paragraph. He says, he saw the Sefer Mekor Chaim, the Baal HaChavos Yoyer, that's a parish on the Shulchan Aruch from the HaChavos Yoyer. So, Achash and maybe Baal Shibo Rebzel had to see him, Yesh Mefakbek Baharazu. He wasn't so sure that the Chuvus Agon was right. So the prophet says, Pashtus is that's the Pashtrat in the Gemara. But this is a very important child. Right, this is what Rebbeya said, that would be a big naftimina. Could you move the... Could you take off the... you have a puddle of water. So you, puddle of water you can't say is bottle to the table. It's the puddle of water. It's not like condensation.
Disgusting to you, or something like that. You know that you need this. You need the space.
Yeah, but if it's mukta mamish, it's not going to help. So, whereas this, if you do like the prima garden, then rain is like eitzim vavon. It's more chomer. Even Rav Shimon is moidik. Even Rav Shimon is matir certain types of mukta, but this is even worse.
So you sound like if you have a rock on your chair, you just can't, you can't sit down on it. You can't do it. You could maybe...
If you hold it, you can tell to the gufo that you could take your foot and kick the rock off the chair.
Right.
If you hold like that sheep.
And you couldn't argue that the rain is rainwater is somehow gross or disgusting to you in this...
Well, let's take a look. Let's take a look in Shulchan Aruch. We'll see. Take a look for a second. Let's take a look at Shulchan Aruch. Let's see what page it is. One second. Shulchan Aruch here. Here. Okay, take a look on page 7. You have a drip. A drip, I guess, of rainwater. So you can put a kli underneath. You can put like a, you know, a barrel or something underneath to catch the drips. And the small shofko mazil will come. And if it gets filled, you could pour it out and put it back in. Kushi had love roiler chitza. But the water has to be roiler chitza. Because it's clean water. Ain't a roi, also. But if it's not a roiler chitza, it's dirty water, then you can't move it. But you can't make a graph shall rain with Khathiva. You know some clear tap as love shall in a lot of feet and what to tell. Okay. So it could be, you know, the concept of graph shall ray, something that's very mouse,
What if there's like a continual drip on the floor and water's gathering?
If water's a drip on the floor, what?
And, you know, as it gets more and more, it could be a sakana because people could slip. Let's say in
people could slip, right. Right, so there's halachas about moving mukta for the Mokum Hezek.
Are you allowed to take a towel and just move it aside? Like, how would you go about doing it?
How would you... Yeah, you would... yeah, maybe with a towel or something like that. Brush.
Comes up on Shabbos Tukis.
Well,
when we're in the sukkah.
Yeah. Yeah, what are you saying?
After it rains, could we clean up?
After it rains, so what do you want to do?
Want to eat in the sukkah.
Yeah, you want to eat in the sukkah, no. On Shabbos or when?
Yeah, on Shabbos.
Yeah, so if it's not a question of grass, it's just cement, so you can tilt the table, and the rain will come out, and then the rest of the rain, you'll take a towel and you'll clean it. And then you can use it. If you're doing it for Hachana, for Chol HaMoed, that would be a problem, but if you're just doing it to the rains at night, you want to clean up for the day, then that should be okay. But it's a fascinating machlokes, you know, about how do you view rainwater? Do you view it as just like this is machlokes, you know, like Madame Besulim, Mifkarpokid, Miflabloy, you know, you have other, you know, water, the juice inside of the fruit, is it Miflabloy, Mifkarpokid, you know, so it's interesting, you have these machloikasim, of interesting types of machloikasim, and how to explain them. So take a look here at Gutman here on page 21, where he discusses also the difference between the different types of nola. He says, Sugi nolad mishalachas b'fi madrigosu. Echad nolad gomer. So one thing is nolad gomer. Shemstana al-gamri hadom b'shabes b'nashayah b'tkilo. Kod eitzim shenisra. For kol al-gamri nasa eifer. Right, if you have eitzim that became, ashes. So it's a totally different function. So that's Nola. So the Mother of Rome says that's like rain. That's like a Nola Gomer. If you hold rain as us, that's the two Gemaras. So that would be this. If you hold rain as us, this is Nola Gomer, this would be considered like Nola Gomer. From wood to ashes. And then he says, "Dugma lazekayon may not in the air condition." So he writes that I mayim ba'olim lo hashivin nolad Rav Shimon and made at night. But for him, mayim tocha olim. The sheinti mayim ein misyatzer al yikroch hamchalik as halechus shehu ba'av. Whereas he's understanding whether the tzias was the way Chazal said it or not, you know. There's a whole discussion in the Pachad Yitzchak of Yitzchak Lampranti, you know, about Chazal's Metzias and scientific, how those things go together. You know, about, if everything's self-generate or not. You know, Kino, that whole discussion. So, but it's clear that Chazal is a main naid that it's different than that the air condition is different than the clouds. Now you might maybe argue have a different understanding, but at least the Chazal's understanding was that at least in Amr Aleph was that it was made out that it's considered the Olam from before. So that's one type, and then. He says another type of of Nolad is Garine Pei. So it's the pit of a fruit. Achach, if you finish eating the fruit, now you're left with the pit. So we're saying that at the beginning of Shabbos, the pit is considered part of the fruit of the fruit. So it's considered Ochas. But once you finish eating the fruit, and now it's only the pit left, so now the pit is a different thing. It's not Ochal anymore. So that's also considered Dolma. Not Dolma Dolma. So those are the differences between Dolma Dolma. We saw that in the previous Adam, Nola Gomer, and something that's not Nola Gomer. So the Nola Gomer, we said, was like the rain. The Nola Gomer was like the piece of wood that became ashes. And the Nola Chena Gomer was like the Beis HaShenolda and the Shivei Kalim. Those things are Nola Chena Gomer.
Which one is the pit?
The pit is Nola She'ena Gomer, because the pit changed its function. Whereas it was considered part of the Ochel, the beginning of Shabbos, now it's a pit. But the pit was always there. The pit was always there, so it's a Nola, you have to put it out, it changes its function, but it's not something that was created on...
Isn't the pit always going to have a little bit of the fruit still on it? Maybe some of the juice or some a little bit.
But the question is, to what significance is that little bit really significant?
Right.
And that, the Magen Avraham quotes that then about the, Google point out.
Rabbi, does anybody talk about the other way around? If you take hot water on Yom Tov and you turn it into steam, if I could have enough from the steam, if I have a cold, could I inhale it?
Yes. In other words, is that considered also Nola? Would that be considered maybe even Nola Gomer?
Well, people who use, what about a deodorizer, a spray deodorizer? I'm taking liquid and I turn it into a evaporation.
Mm-hmm. Well, we have a packet of the sugi of Risuk Shelley. You take snow and you crush snow on Shabbos. So that's also to do, crush snow on Shabbos. So the question is, what's the reason for that? So one of the reasons given is that that's like considered Nola.
I've been using humidifiers for decades now. And I've asked multiple Rabbanim have said it's okay to add water on Shabbos.
Really?
As long as it's not the kind where you have to take it apart and take it to the sink. It just, I have...
You mean it's not yet so lettuce?
I've had a few different ones where you take a pitcher full of water, you just pour it in the top.
If it's a cold mist.
Well, yeah, it's not going to be yet so
obviously. No, of course, yeah. Ultrasonic or cold. I've had both ultrasonic and cold mist with a rotor, but not did.
Yeah, so that's what we're gonna have to. We're gonna have a whole packet about. In other words, maybe it's only be a dime. If you take snow and be crushed, be a dime. Whereas if it's me'elov, it might be different.
Huh.
But this is me'elov, but that requires a whole. Bez Hashem, it's in a future packet to the Bez Hashem.
Rav Neifert, I remember, told me that you can't put ice, if you fill a glass with ice and don't add anything, then you can't drink that water. You can't.
Right. So that's considered a muktzah, a nola.
Yeah.
Unless it like, melts it into the soda. So there's a Magen Avraham, let me see if I put it here. Magen Avraham. on page 19. See in the Magen Avraham here, page 19 on the bottom, it says Ches. If you had Efer, that was coming from firewood. Now at the beginning of Shabbos it was wood, now it's ashes, it's awesome. Looks it.
Why is that different than flour?
What do you mean?
On Yom Tov, I could grind flour, right? I could grind chitim to make flour.
Chila?
I could, yeah, tayfein, is that, that's mutter on Yom Tov, right?
Hold on, Yerushalmi says what? Only Melish of Eilat.
I think.
Maybe Bashinoi is a whole discussion. But Pasha, Yerushalmi, the famous Yerushalmi is Yantav's only mutter Milisha Ve'elus. As Rav Dov Cohen once said, he says that's why we have Lechem Mishnah on Yantav. Because, there's three Machlokas in the Gemara. Was the man ready to be eaten, or you had to, do tochek? So it says the tzaddikim got it ready to eat. Rishayim had to do tchina. So David Cohen said Rishayim had to do tchina, so that they couldn't do tchina on Yantif. So then for korcha they had to be a lechem mishnah from before. This is the machloket. The Tosfos and Beis Din, the Beis Din and Beis Din, has a steer in the Midrashim, whether there's Ochel Nefesh on, whether there's Lechem Mishnah on Yom Tov.
Well, I noticed on page 22, the Talmud Lachas talks about Tchina on the top paragraph.
Yeah, page 22.
In the middle of the paragraph,
again, if you're like this sheet, but not like yourself. Or maybe it's a bun. Right, he's assuming it's mutter.
I guess Afer from firewood is more of a...
More of a shinoi. But tchina is just, the thing was ba'olam, and now you're just changing the form. Even though you could say the same thing by firewood to ashes. But ashes, but it also changes its function. Because it's chitim, you can eat chitim, you can make klayas, you can roast them. But when you grind them up, you also eat. It's the same idea that it's a food. It might be a different type of food, it's still food. So therefore, that's why it'd be different. But by firewood to ashes, it's going from firewood to ashes. Those are two different functions.
Also, ashes are chemically different because the wood already had the reaction with oxygen.
So it's a shinoi in the whole etzem hadavers. Yeah. Okay. So Bekitzer, there seems to be two gemaras about what rain is. Is it Nivla Bloy or Nivla, and the Nafkamina whether it's Kodesh Misa, and the Nafkamina whether it's Mukta? Those are the two Gemaras. And then the Prima Gadim holds like the first Gemara, and the Chuvus HaGaonim holds like the second Gemara. And then there's a question how we should pass them. And the Talmud Shmuel says we should pass them like the Gaonim. The if they're going in Shita, should have more credibility than the Prima Gadim. And the Prima Gadim held that that's the Kashita, is the Omeralf Tuma of Rivla Bloy. So therefore, it's Mochsim. But the Pashim Shah, we assume not that way. It's not Mochsim. And Tosis of Omeralf, in Beitzah, in Beitzah and Aleph, quotes that Gemara, that it's Mukta. Nola. Maya Be'eva, second of the big lines, middle of the leaf. So some want to say, you just meant that as an example, but not that you necessarily, that's how some explain. But now that's Pesach Halacha. Because the truth is a goyim says no, that Pesach Halacha is mean at night. And therefore it should be mutter. And then it would be mutter to move the water. You have a puddle on the table on Shabbos, so you can tilt the table. As long as you don't, and then it's a shiloh, but if there's grass there, then we had in the Lower East Side, we washed the Tilas Yadayim outside the sukkah. So it was always a shiloh about that sometimes the water will go on the pavement of sorts, and then it would move further, and it could be there's earth there. So that was always a discussion. We used to discuss the oven, the shiloh about is that a problem of Zareya or not? Or maybe that's just Koach, maybe it's only Brahma. There's a whole discussion there. That's when you have an outdoor sukkah, so you have out, communal sukkahs outdoor of the building, so then the Tilas Yadayim is also, have an outdoor sink there, as well, because you're not going to go in to wash the Tilas Yadayim so far away from, we live on the seventh floor in the building there. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, next week we're going to discuss Be'ez Hashem, Siyat and Shmaya, discuss what's the story of snow. Is snow Mukta or snow not Mukta? The same discussion we had tonight about rain, but the same discussion, what's the story of snow?
Okay, it's good to see you. If I have a leak in my ceiling from my air conditioner, could I put a pail under it so it doesn't ruin the floor?
Oh, so that's the question. We have to see that discussion.
Could that
happen also? Any... So we'll see that could be totally in that discussion. We have to see that discussion. Okay, does he talk about it before I finish 1 second? Okay, we have to see, but that would be this discussion, whether that's called the Vatapli Mehechan. We'll find where it's talked about here.